FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Umhlatuzi municipality says security teams have now been deployed on the ground after striking workers allegedly interfered with critical water infrastructure. It says it's led to widespread service interruptions affecting several communities. The municipality, which is now also involving the police, says it's working to restore services as quickly as possible. Deputy Mayor Christo Buerta has urged workers to return to work.
Workers need to understand that consequent management will follow in dealing with workers who proceed with this illegal strike action. Don't put your job and your income at risk. Administration has carefully considered its legal responsibilities, and a reaction plan will be instituted as from a Monday in dealing with workers that proceed with this illegal strike action. In respect of the public, please report any suspicious activities to the municipality.
SAMWU members have embarked on the unprotected strike since last week. The union's Zandile Gumede says this is what it's about.
The priority demand is the threshold and overtime. We've got workers from different departments who have not been paid overtime and for the time that they've worked. We also have the issue of unfair labor practices. Our employer seems to be biased and also intimidating, especially to SAMWU members and shop stewards.
The National Transport Department has confirmed the investigation into a fatal Northern KZN bus crash has been concluded. 10 people died after the bus was sideswiped by a heavy-duty truck near Vryheid last week. There were young supporters of the EFF who were returning home from the party's Youth Day rally in Durban. Around 20 others, including both drivers, were injured. Speaking at the funeral service of 7 victims yesterday, Transport Deputy Minister Mkhuleko Hlengwa said the Road Traffic Management Corporation has finalised its investigation.
I have been in discussion with the leadership of the EFF at an appropriate time. We will discuss it with yourselves and the families in order to give you the necessary closure. And I want to thank the law enforcement, particularly traffic law enforcement of KwaZulu-Natal, Thombeni and the National for their speedy and swift response.
Meanwhile, EFF leader Julius Malema has committed to helping the families of the party supporters.
We are going to honour all of these 10 fallen heroes, each one of them with a house, a proper house that has got all the facilities. And if there is no water in those yards, we'll make sure we put boreholes so that we restore the dignity of those families. We build those houses, we put those boreholes because we want to build a permanent relationship with these families.
And abroad, 22 people have died after a shooting and suicide bombing in Syria. It's understood it took place during a packed service at a Greek Orthodox church in Damascus yesterday. Officials claim the person responsible was a member of Islamic State. It's the first attack of its kind since Bashar al-Assad was ousted as president in December. Back home, Durban 24, Pietermaritzburg 26, Richards Bay 27. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.
And coming up in your sports, the All Blacks have named 5 new faces in their squad to face France in a 3-match series. Sasha Feinberg Mgomezulu says Andre Pollard is the GOAT. And Hilton College, they've completed the double over Michael House in schoolboy rugby action.